proving that just about anybody can talk about trucks. Live from Tampa, Florida, Minot, North Dakota, and Nashville, Tennessee, it's Talk CDL, The Trucker Show, with Troy, Tyler, and Dave. Now, let's talk CDL.
All right, welcome to Talk CDL, The Trucker Show. It's Saturday. This is the first day of our work week. Tyler, I know a lot of people out there are confused about our new schedule. Saturday through Wednesday kind of sounds stupid, but we're trying to make it prime time all the way, trying to give everybody 2 days off, but we really want to hit the weekend because that's when all the truckers are around and we get more people hitting on the show that day, those days. What do you think?
Yeah, it was definitely when I first heard the new times, I was really confused at first too. I'm like, who has off on Thursdays and Fridays? It's just the weirdest time ever. And I was like, man, my Saturday nights now, you know, that's like a good time, you know, to be able to go see a movie and things like that. But then I thought about it, I'm like, yeah, I guess that is true. You know, that's when most of the truckers are home, and it showed that because, you know, our numbers have increased steadily from being on the weekend. So I think it works out.
Cool. So Tyler, you're not at your studio today. You're obviously on the road. We can hear a little bit of background noise, so. Which is cool. You made the show, and here we are. And look, we're going to get right into it. I'm going to play a couple commercials, and we've got a. I see they put up an article they want us to talk about. We'll just kind of make it a short and sweet show, and if any callers call in or anybody wants to talk, we'll talk to them. Other than that, we'll just make it quick, short, sweet, bing, bang, boom, and get out of here.
Yeah, we actually have a couple. We got the article, which is kind of just a short, sad story. And then we also have one more thing I want to talk about that I shared over there about call handles. Kind of wanted to read off a couple of the trucker handles that are on the page. We got about, like, I don't know, probably close to 50 comments with trucker handles on our page right now. So we'll read off a couple of those funny ones, and that's about it. So.
Yeah, well, and you know, we'll kind of hit a couple of those today, and then we'll hit a couple tomorrow. Yeah, we'll include that. That sounds great, man. You got a couple things. You can lead off with that. I'll tell you what, you can lead off with that, and then we'll end. Or maybe we'll lead off with the sadder story and then end with the happier story.
Yeah, because some of them call signs are pretty funny. And there's one kind of happy story with the call sign, something about one of the female truckers with her call sign, and her dad gave it to her and stuff, so it's kind of cool. But go ahead and play the commercials, and we'll get right on it.
All right, here we go.
For nearly 40 years, owner-operators have trusted Mercer Transportation to provide them with the freight and support needed to be successful. A 100% owner-operated company, Mercer Transportation provides a strong foundation for owner-operators to build their business on. We understand that for us to succeed, we need our owner-operators to succeed, and that is a responsibility we take seriously. That is why at Mercer you can expect consistent year-round freight, 100% fuel surcharge pass-through, fuel and tire discounts, paid cargo insurance plans. You can receive your settlement for each load within one business day with no additional fees. You will work with an assigned load coordinator who understands your business and will keep you loaded and profitable. Contact a Mercer representative today to discuss your goals and how Mercer can assist you in achieving them. Give us a call at 888-978-1393. That number again is 888-978-1393 or visit us online at www.mercertown.com. Mercer Transportation, rock solid, owner-operator driven.
Hey drivers, how does a 14.1% pay increase sound? If you were at national carriers, you'd already have it. With two pay raises in less than a year, members of the elite fleet are making a great living on the road. Our competitive mileage rates and consistent year-round freight mean you can count on steady paychecks and annual earnings of $50,000 or more. But the pay is just one of the perks. As a company driver, you'll also ride in the comfort and reliability of the latest equipment like the Kenworth C680, the Freightliner Cascadia, and utility refrigerated trailers equipped with SmartTalk UT6 aerodynamics. And you don't have to ride alone. With NCI's rider and pet policy, you can enjoy the drive with your family and friends, even if they have 4 feet. National Carriers also offers a generous benefits package, including health insurance, 401k, paid vacation, and holidays. All you need to get started is a Class A CDL and 6 months of experience. Join the Elite Fleet today by calling 888-593-4110 or apply online at gonationalcarriers.com. That's gonationalcarriers.com.
Hey, drivers, are you in the market for a new driving job? Are you looking for a small, family-owned carrier that knows you by your first name? Well, let me tell you about North Dakota's best-kept secret. That secret is GMR Transportation. That's right. Chances are you've never even heard of GMR Transportation. GMR is a small, family-owned carrier with 50 trucks and terminals in North Dakota and Wisconsin. GMR may be a small carrier, but they offer big benefits for you and your family. If you've never pulled a flatbed but are looking to pull something different than, say, a typical dry van or a reefer trailer, then pick up the phone today and call Steve at 877-327-3127. That's 877-327-3127. And be sure to tell him, Talk CDL, the Trucker Show sent you.
Hey, drivers, Troy here with TalkCDL. Imagine one app on your phone that would enable you to look at all the applications out there that you might have with different trucking companies being processed. That's right. Just click on one app called Driver Pulse, and you'll be able to look in and see if a company has you almost hired or if something might be holding the application up. Just imagine how quick and convenient this will be for you and for the trucking company. No more slowdown periods at all. Drivers, head on over to 10thstreet.com. That's TENSTREET.com and download the Driver Pulse app, or you can go to Google Play or just Google it and you'll find Driver Pulse by 10th Street. Get it today. All right, welcome back to Talk CDL Trucker Show. All right, Tyler, let's get into this article. I mean, let's not fool around with goofy talk today. I want to get into this because I got to tell you, they put it up there for us to talk about, and you know, the directors must think it's important. So let me whip this up here. I have it right here on my phone, and I actually have a lot to say about this, but let me read it and then you can go ahead and comment if you want to. Are you with me, Tyler?
Okay. Yep, I'm here.
Okay. So this happened in Nashville, Tennessee, which I-65 runs north and south, and 40 goes through the east and west of it. So what happened on I-65, it says a couple bystanders were able to help police catch a suspect allegedly, I love that word allegedly, involved in a hit and run along Interstate 65. It says officials with Metro Nashville Police said the victim was working on a semi, a tractor trailer, on the side of I-65 right before the Vietnam Veterans Boulevard exit, when a driver in a Chevy Camaro swerved and struck him. He was apparently getting back into the truck at the time of the collision. Police said the suspect, identified as Michael Rittenberry, fled the scene. A couple saw the ordeal and followed him until the suspect crashed on the Vietnam Vets Boulevard just across the line in Sumner County. Hendersonville police officers were able to take Rittenberry into custody. Police believe Rittenberry may have been driving under the influence. He was taken to Sumner County Jail. Because the incident was multiple jurisdiction situation, Rittenberry could be charged with DUI in Hendersonville and vehicular assault in Davidson County. So let's start off by saying it doesn't appear that the trucker died, unless you heard something else. I tried to search to see, because they didn't identify the trucker. I couldn't find, Tyler, if the trucker died, but apparently it said vehicular assault. So if he dies, it could turn into vehicular manslaughter or vehicular homicide, depending on which direction they want to go with the charge. But anyways, what's your thoughts so far?
I'm going to actually real quick look that up, because I'm pretty sure the reason that I believe they found that article was because on one of the other trucker pages on Facebook, the wife actually is the one who posted it and wanted to make it aware, and I'm pretty sure she said on the post that that he had passed. But I'll try to while we're sitting here and see for sure. But the first thing that I thought about right away was, I wish the article would say if he had his triangles and things like that out, and that would kind of be my first thing. first thing that pops in my mind is why did the Camaro see, you know, the trucker, but it also says he swerved and he's trying to look either way, so.
Tyler, am I losing you? You're really cutting out there.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. So, all right. So, here's my thought. Let me give you my thoughts. I mean, and I'm sure you probably thought this also. There's so many variables. I doubt that the guy knew him and swerved at him on purpose. I know they said he swerved. I was driving last night on Cardinal Street in Florida here, and all of a sudden, my wife and I were like, all of a sudden, a car starts coming into my lane, head on, right? And he swerves back over. You know, here's a guy that was obviously texting and driving. It looks like we lost Tyler. Okay, Tyler, call back in. So anyways, here's a guy swerving at me. Now it's at night, so, you know, he was either drunk or, you know, he was falling asleep or he was obviously here comes Tyler again. All right, you back, Tyler?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, so I was telling everybody, Tyler, last night I was on Cardinal Street here in Florida where I live, and it was getting dark, and I'm going east, and a westbound car swerved into my lane. Now, one of three things. He fell asleep. He was distracted, texting or doing something like that. Or, you know, he was trying to kill me, which obviously wasn't, or he would have came all the way in. He swerved and then swerved back right away. So my guess is this guy caught it at the last second. And very dangerous when you're on a two-way road like that. So now go to this story. You know, to me, when I hear it, now they did say that they suspect DUI. So, you know, the guy's drunk and it could have been texting too, or looking at Facebook or whatever the heck he's looking at. But either way, it's really getting dangerous out there with the amount of drivers that are distracted. And just my opinion, I believe somewhere along the line he was distracted. Because like you said, you mentioned the triangles, Tyler, but regardless of the triangles, it's hard if you're paying attention to miss a big tractor trailer sitting up on the side of the road there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I didn't catch if the article mentioned what time it happened at. I don't know if it was dark out or not dark out, and what color this guy's truck is and everything like that. Because it doesn't show photos of the scene. So, but either way, I mean, it's a big semi, and, you know, he's right off. I think it said, I mean, yeah, the interstate. I mean, there had to have been streetlights in that area, too. So I don't think either way there's an excuse. I think he obviously was distracted, whether it's from being, you know, drunk or in general just not paying attention. Maybe he was playing Pokemon Go. That's a pretty big thing right now.
I seen that. What's up with that Pokemon while you're driving? What the heck is that?
Hey, apparently it's a big thing. That was one of the things I talked about. I was talking to you before the show there, what I was trying to think about, I had seen an article about it. It actually was about Pokemon Go. There was a gentleman who stopped in the middle of the interstate to get out of his vehicle and catch Pokemon, and it caused a huge pileup. Yeah, crazy. And it's an app on your phone. You go around and you put on your camera and you can see Pokemon like in the real world, and you can kind of throw a ball at them and catch them, you know. And people are doing some really stupid stuff, driving and trying to catch Pokemon at the same time. So I don't know if there's Pokemon fans in the trucking world, but it's dangerous. It's bad right now, but yeah.
So let's go back to the article a second. All right. I mean, and Pokemon, that's funny. Haha. So listen, so we go back to trucking for a second, and a couple other things come to mind. Okay. Now, Tyler, you're originally from Florida. You know the rule here in Florida. And I don't know if it is nationwide, but in Florida, the law down here, you got to get over for emergency vehicles. You know, anybody on the side of the road, you know, you're supposed to be courteous. I mean, it's just a law of courtesy to your brother and sisters on the road. I mean, if everybody just, you know, respected, you know, the road that way, you know, that is really, to be honest with you, what you call a ridiculous way to go. You know what I mean? Like you're on the side of the road, you're working on your truck, you're trying to get back in. And it said he was getting, the article literally said he was actually, I think he was trying to climb up the ladder to get in when this guy, boom, whacked him. And then, obviously, what's funny is if you read the whole story, the guy wrecks when he gets on the other interstate or the turnpike. Why? because he's so damn nervous, and he must have seen that couple, which, by the way, praise God for anybody that's willing to step in and say, hey, you know what? That guy just hit that guy. We're going to go after him, and we're going to make sure that justice prevails here, because that's bull crap. And those people that were able to follow him, they might have had a child, or they might have known a trucker, or just in general saying, hey, man, if that was my brother, father, mother, daughter, I would want someone to follow him for me, too. So, you know what? I'm really happy that somebody's willing to get involved in that, because, you know, a lot of people turn a blind eye a lot of times. They're like, oh, I don't want to get involved because now they might have to go to court. They're afraid that they might get retribution, you know what I mean, from the guy that, you know, screwed up and yada, yada, yada. So I don't know. Tyler, what's your thoughts on the bystanders, you know, getting involved there and playing hero?
Yeah, that's kind of what originally caught my attention when I seen that was posted, was the bystanders were the ones that actually helped catch the culprit. And I mean, it's one thing for when you see someone hit somebody and just keep going. I mean, the automatic first thing I think about is, okay, that guy's got something to hide, or obviously he's obviously showing a bad character, right? And to be a pedestrian to actually follow that gentleman and catch up to him and you know, confront them is, you know, it's a dangerous thing to do, because obviously that guy's already done something. He's not really caring if he does anything more, most likely. You know, he's willing to do whatever he's got to do. So I don't know, but good on them. The other thing that popped my mind when you were talking there was the fact that I put a little bit of percentage, only a tiny bit, you know, because I'm not cold-hearted, but I put a little bit of blame on the trucker, honestly, a little bit too, because why would you not look to see if anyone was coming before you hop up in your truck? I mean, that's kind of a bad thing too. So for any truckers out there, if you're working on your truck and you're going to get inside of your truck, you have to open your door up. You have to swing up in there. So you're getting out in the lane a little bit. Make sure you're looking to see if there's any vehicles coming first. I mean, come on. So that's one thing I'll say there too.
If you go back and read the article, witnesses said the car swerved.
Yeah, so you might have thought he was good. If I'm getting my vehicle, even if there's a vehicle coming, whether it's in the left lane or the right lane, I'm not getting in my vehicle until it passes. Just like whenever I go to pull out onto the street, I don't pull out into the street if there's someone in the – like, I don't pull out into the street at the same time that there's a vehicle in the opposite lane. I wait for that other vehicle to learn to – just in case he switches lane or something, I won't pull out until that happens. So same concept for me. So I don't know. Just not worth it to me.
Well,
you know,
got
that person
a point.
Could accidentally jerk the wheel. So, yeah.
You got a point there. I mean, last night, right on Cardinal, before that little incident, I was driving on Cardinal. There was a guy, you know, and it was really getting dark. He had black clothes on. He's on a bicycle. I don't even think he had a reflector. And he's like literally like 2-3 feet on the road. And I'm like, I'm going by the guy. And the guy doesn't even swerve. And you know how Cardinal is here, Tyler. And you know what the bottom line is? Some people are just arrogant. And it's like, go ahead, hit me. I'll sue you. Well, you know what? $10 million ain't even worth having your bones drug underneath a car and stuck to a hot exhaust and rolled around and having your skin ripped off from the tar. Let me tell you something. If you survive it, you know what? I'll guarantee you the pain that you're going to go through is not worth, you know, I don't know. What do you get out of a lawsuit? Maybe $500,000, $1 million. The lawyer gets, you know, a third of it. I mean, you know, in all honesty, it's not worth it. So, you know, if anybody's out there listening that does, you know, walk on the side of highways or like Tyler's saying, and, you know, Tyler, I see that. I see people on the side of the road, you know, just blatantly. In fact, I was driving on a road yesterday and there was two power, you know, the Florida Power guys. And you know, they're standing literally they have the one lane blocked and they're like standing almost in the other lane. Like, go ahead, hit me. You know what I mean? It's like, seriously, are you seriously taking a chance with your life like that? So, you know, drivers, we're not blaming the trucker. That's not what we're doing. We're just saying that partly you got to be careful on that. And you really are better off. And he might have thought he was clear, like Tyler said, but you really are way better off waiting for a clear go. I mean, if you're pulling out, you got to wait for a clear opening. So why not wait for a clear opening for your body to safely come around the truck and get in, or even get in the driver's or the passenger side? You know, personally, that's probably a better bet. A tractor trailer, it's really easy to do. You get in and shut the door behind you and slide over to your seat. Pretty simple stuff. Anyways, I'd like to find out the identity of trucker. Prayers to him, prayers to his family. And I'd like to find out if he did indeed pass, or because, like I said, the article just says vehicular assault. And I guess we'll find out here in the future, but I don't even think we've got an identity on it. And I didn't see many reports, so we'll just leave it at that. Tyler, let's move on. You said you got some better notes here for us on CB handles. What do you got?
Yeah, let's see here. Let's go ahead and go back over because we're getting comments. I'd say at least five or six every like 10 minutes or so we're getting here on this page.
I'm
so
going.
Go ahead and go over there. You can scroll through them. Let's see. I don't know how many comments we got here. We got a crap ton. One of the ones that stuck out to me, though, a little bit was one of these female truckers here. His name was Desert Rat, and someone commented on her and was like, hey, well, where'd you get that handle from? That's a kind of a different handle. And she, you know, especially for being a female and everything, and she responded back saying how she used to ride with her dad in the truck and everything, and I guess they drove through West Texas a good bit, and he ended up giving her the handle, you know, Desert Rat, because she enjoyed West Texas so much, and it stuck with her now for her life. And she looks like she's probably about in her 40s or so. So it's just kind of cool because we talk about growing up and being in the truck and stuff like that. And it was kind of a cool little thing to see there that you know, her dad gave her that handle. So yeah.
Oh, you want me to read a couple off for you?
Yeah, go ahead and read a couple off. There's a couple really funny ones on here.
All right, the first one's Sick Puppy.
Sick Puppy.
Second one is Big Red Dog. Come on, B. And then the next one is Coltrane. And then the next one is kind of a little odd. He says, here's my handle. Doo-Doo Brown, straight out of Oak Town. Mess with me and I'll knock you down and come back for one more round. Can I get a 10-4? Come on back from that, LOL.
Go ahead.
That's what it
is. Is that one on our Talk CDL page, or did you click the image? Oh, no,
I'm on the Talk CDL page.
Yeah,
I'm on the Talk CDL page.
Doo-Doo Brown, straight out of Oak Town, mess with me, I'll knock you down and come back for one more round. Can I get a 10-4 comeback? Oh, that must be his, I come into the town. That's his 20, you know, just kind of get everybody to respond back. That's interesting. A little jingle he's got there.
Here's another one. Here's another one. Pistol Grip. Free Bird.
Pistol Grip.
Sideband got one. It says Star Rider, Roadrunner, Old Yeller, Renegade, Green Pete, Shadow. And there's another one called, oh no, both of them, that's the same guy. There's some, and you remember, Tyler, I got a list of like thousands of CB handles I can play with. Yeah, that's kind of cute. I like that Doo-Doo Brown. Let's knock you down and knock you out. Hey, speaking of knockouts, I know we're a trucking show, but you know UFC 200's on tonight. In fact, I'm recording prelims right now. Yeah, and the prelims got like some super crazy fights. I mean, TJ Dillashaw is fighting in the prelims. This is a guy that's been the champ for a while, and I believe he's going to come back and rip Dominic Cruz in his butt. But you know, that's just my hopes. On that news. So, hey, listen, Tyler, do you have anything else for us, man? Because we're about to wrap this show up. Give us some final thoughts and rock and roll. What do you think?
Yeah, I guess the one last handle I seen on here kind of reminded me. It said Running Bear. Kind of reminded me of that that song there that we play sometimes. What is it? A Little Bear or something?
Teddy Bear.
Kind of reminded me of that. Yeah, Teddy Bear. Kind of reminded me of Teddy Bear, Running Bear. So that's kind of cool. Yeah, there's a lot more on it.
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down. The old CB was blaring away on channel 19 when there came a little boy's voice on the radio line. And he said, Breaker 19, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear. Well, I keyed the mic and I said, you got it, Teddy Bear. And the little boy's voice came back on the air. Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end? I told him my handle, and then he began. Now, I'm not supposed to bother you fellas out there, Mom says you're busy and for me to stay off there. But you see, I get lonely and it helps to talk. Because that's about all I can do. I'm crippled and I can't walk.
All right. You know what? I don't want to bring a tear to my eyes. Every time I hear Teddy Bear, I want to jerk a tear out. You know what? We ended on a happy note, at least. And Teddy Bear, that's his handle. So, you know, that's another little CB clip there. What a nice song. Tyler, let's wrap this show up unless you got something else for him.
No, that was it. You know, I'll just give you my final thoughts so that you can go ahead and end it up with the, you know, with the show and everything. And I just say, kind of watch the road. If you're getting in your vehicle, make sure you're looking both ways like your mama taught you. You know, don't just hop in a vehicle, you know, if you're right on the highway, especially when you're a big semi and there's not much room between you and the white line when you got a big rig. So just be careful out there. And like you said, prayers go out to the family. And that's about it. That's all I got. We'll see you tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern. So.
And my final thoughts, let me add to what Tyler just said. You know, Tyler's not being cruel. Realistically speaking, you know, all Tyler's saying is be careful getting on your truck. That even though that guy swerved, you cannot, if you see a guy coming down the highway, that is a perfect example of you can't trust that, okay, he's not, he looks like he's going straight. All right, you go to get in, all of a sudden he swerves and whacks and kills you or hurts you, whatever the case is. So you can't. You really can't trust people, especially with distracted drivers from social media and texting and driving and all kind of crazy stuff that's going on out there. So, you know, Tyler's not being cruel. He's being real. You know, watch. Take your time. I suggest just get in from the passenger side and you're 100% perfectly safe. I mean, come on now. Y'all know that. Hey, if you get out to take a leak, where are you going to do it? You're doing it on the passenger side. Up in the passenger side and get back in, okay? Honestly. And pray. You know, you're out there on the road. Make sure the Lord's with you. My final thoughts are, obviously, if we're alive tomorrow, Lord willing, we're going to get up and do the show again tomorrow night, 8 o'clock East Coast time, Sunday night. Praise God. We're going to be talking CDL just like we do every day, 5 days a week. Check us out on Facebook.com/TalkCDL. Send us your comments. You can PM us, private message us. If you got suggestions for the show, you want to give us a shot. Hey, and if anybody knows the ID of that driver, shoot that message over to us and let us know where we can find out if, because we couldn't find it. Normally we could find pretty much a lot. All right. Also, you can find us on iTunes. I know we're over 150 shows now, but iTunes is free. Remember, you go to iTunes, you go to the podcast and you type in Talk CDL. And guess what? All the Talk CDL shows come up, all of them. And it's all free to download. It's a lot easier to download it. Then you can get rid of it later if you want to get rid of it. Or you can just stream it, you know, if you got unlimited a data plan, whatever the case is. But if you're driving down the road and you want to hear the episodes, a lot of times it might be a little tougher because now you're roaming, you're streaming, whatever the case is. You got two little ways of doing it. You can save it and listen to it, or you can stream and listen to it. But either way, you can do that. And also, if you're listening to us on the www.talkcdl.com, always remember 516-387-1911 is our call-in and our listening line. We hold hundreds of callers on that line, and you can call in, and you can literally just go ahead and listen to the show via telephone, by all means. And a lot of times, Tyler or somebody will come over and ask you if you want to say something on the show. Just tell them, no, I'm just here to listen. And you can say, Troy told me I'm allowed. That they won't mess with you if you say that. No, I'm just kidding. They're going to mess with you more. So, but anyways, check us out. Follow us. Like us on Facebook. Send us your articles. We love all your posts. We love all of our viewers, truckers' families, everybody that's looking to be in trucking. Just hang with us. We appreciate the way we're all growing together. You're growing with us too. And you can be part of the show. If you want to be part of the show, you want to call in, in fact, if you got some traffic reports from anywhere, you can call us and we'll put them on. There's a bad accident. There's a traffic. There's storms, ice, whatever the case is. Call us. Hey, Talk CDL. This is what's going on up ahead. I'm here. I'm blah, 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 blah. We'll report it. And maybe we'll get people to kind of, miss that area. So anyways, that's it. That's all I got. That's my final thoughts. Praise God and good night. God bless. And I'm out. Take care.